WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The mayors of College Station and Bryan have announced exploring future options to bring in local tourism and convention business that could take money away from the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says he and Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson started receiving calls last week about the future funding of Experience BCS.
This year, there are folks that want to pay a little bit more attention to it.
Tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes an executive session item where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. The Experience BCS board chairman Jim Ross told WTAW News their executive board's working to address the city's unidentified concerns diligently and in an expeditious way. Ross also says they are committed to transparency and to results, and we're working through that internally as a board. Hotel occupancy tax money from both cities goes to the former CVB. Bryan's budget calls for $332,000, while College Station appropriated $400,000 for operations and $103,000 the agency awards and grants. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M system officials celebrate the ceremonial topping of the new hotel and conference center that's under construction next to Kyle Field. Chancellor John Sharp calls the $143 million, 236-room facility a crown jewel.
This one is going to be an iconic place, the only place on this campus that will be more remembered, more frequented, more well-known is the building across the street, Kyle Field.
Private developers provided the financing for the complex, which is scheduled to open in September of 2018. Among other revenue sources, you can sign a 10-year lease for a room, and naming rights for the facility will run between $20 and $25 million. A College Station man has faced two Brazos County District Court juries in the last 7 months. The latest jury found 22-year-old Gervon Comorto Castro guilty of two armed robberies in College Station in January of 2015. Castro was sentenced to 12 years for the robbery at the Cash America store on Texas and a holdup at Chipotle on Northgate. Last December, another jury found Castro not guilty for assaulting one of two College Station police officers involved in arresting Castro. Two officers were treated for non-life-threatening injuries during Castro's apprehension. Charges involving the other officer were dropped, according to online records. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced a Bryan man who police described as a mid-level drug dealer was sentenced to 10 years for making and selling crack cocaine. John Knox Jr., who admitted to selling narcotics to earn a living, was the subject of two searches of his home in a seven-month period 2 years ago. Gunfire in a West Bryan neighborhood last Thursday night resulted in no injuries and one arrest. 911 told police several men got in a car following a disturbance on Wellington Street, then started firing shots as they drove away. A patrol officer spotted the car on Highway 21 and followed it across town until the car stopped in a parking lot off the freeway, South Frontage Road near Long Drive. An officer spotted inside the car what he thought was a magazine from a semi-automatic pistol. That led to a search of the car where gun shell casings were found. One of the passengers told police he fired three shots at a parked SUV in the direction where the victim was hiding. That led to the arrest of 19-year-old Ladarian Steele on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and throwing away the handgun. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6 at 73 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Ruffino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Hey, good morning. It's 610, where our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Typical summer weather setting up for the region with a big Bermuda high and control of the weather over the eastern half of the country. Partial sun today. There could be an afternoon storm. 90 to 95 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Wednesday, partial sun. There could be storms in the afternoon, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs are Omaha bound after taking the Wildcats down to in two this weekend. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at who else is on their way to the College World Series. And the Astros fell to Albert Pujols and the Angels, but the Rangers earned a weekend sweep of the Nationals. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, so now we're getting that 95-degree weather. That's the June that we're used to having.
Here it is.
See how all that works out. Little pop-up showers, a little of that stuff. So no more of those dang northeasterly winds, at least for a little while. But it was all right, you know. If you got in the shade over the weekend, it was not too bad.
Or if you sat through 15 innings of baseball.
Okay, now, see, did you do that? Did you stay for the end?
I did. I was there. I have to admit, I was in a suite on Friday.
Yeah, you're
but
down there
Saturday.
Going, oh, gosh, those people sure do look like they would like to come. Now, you have how many seats in the suite?
There was probably, let me think, 15.
Okay, so now are those padded seats?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Toughen it. Yeah. All right.
But
okay.
Then on Saturday,
yeah,
I sat through all nine innings of heat.
Okay.
I promise.
All right. Well, and it was.
And even though it was at 5 p.m. versus 2 p.m. on Friday, it was probably just as hot, if not hotter, on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was
zero cloud coverage.
Gotcha. Yes. Well, and it looked like y'all were warm, but we were at a function just standing around watching the game. Going,
okay.
Huh, look at that. Wow, look at there. Oh, okay, they're going to win. Well, you know, but we could walk in and out of the room every once in a while. How's it going? Ah, you don't want to go in there.
I know. And then,
that's all right. Yeah. Oh, Sam Houston's walking with a limp this morning.
Yeah. Man, you got to take your chances when you get them, you know, on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's rough. Mm-hmm. And then
anyway,
Florida State made them pay.
Did they. Mm. All right. So anyway, we'll move on from there for now. We'll talk about it again, I'm sure. All right. So have you ever wanted to live in two countries at the same time?
No.
if you happen to be one that you did. This is a house that was built in 1782.
Okay.
Pretty much old. A fixer-upper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but actually, thick granite walls, okay, 24-hour security system. The 24-hour security is provided both by Canada and the United States.
Huh.
An almost 7,000-square-foot house cut into five currently vacant apartments is on a lot less than a quarter of an acre, okay? Along with the building itself, it straddles the border between Sandstead, Quebec, and BB Plain, Vermont. So now selling a home in two countries is proving to be a challenge, as you might imagine.
Really?
For the couple that owns it. The structure, estimated rebuild cost of about $600,000, is on the market for $109,000. Now, what they're saying is rebuild cost, if you built a house like this today, it would cost $600,000. They're selling it for $109,000. Structurally sound. Does need a lot of work, as you can imagine, especially if it was built in 1782.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's got granite walls and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, and then there's that international border thing.
That whole thing.
In the day, it was normal and natural, says Brian Dubon, who grew up in the house and was accustomed to life literally on the border, if you will. He says, now it seems to stress everybody out. The home known locally just as the Old Stone House was built by a merchant so that he could sell to farmers in both Vermont and Quebec. So
it was purposely put on the border.
Exactly,
okay.
Right. They inherited it about 40 years ago. Now the couple in their 70s, who have dual U.S. and Canadian citizenship, Because, you know, you have to have somebody in the middle of the house, you know, and you're in the hallway.
Like standing in the middle,
check your passport each time. So anyway.
I just got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to do here. Anyway, they have the dual citizenship, and they own another home in Vermont, and they're looking to sell this because, you know.
109, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. It really is. Residential streets that used to be opened are now blocked by gates. The back doors of the apartment building straddling the border have been locked shut. And so as a result, it's fairly secure because clearly if it's on the border, you just go, yeah, man, you just walk up to this house and you go through it.
Yeah.
You go in the back door, and when you go in the front door, you're in America.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyhow, they're looking to sell that. And so it's, again, fixer-upper. This 1782 fixer-upper can be yours for only $109,000. But, I mean, can you imagine how many plugs do they have in it? Because, I mean, you can go in old houses now and you go, oh, I'd love to have this old quaint fixer-upper. And then you walk in and there are two AC outlets in the entire room. That's not going to work. And they're not grounded plugs, right? So you'd have to use those little gray things, you know.
The converter.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Info.
Because then you've got the TV you need to plug in.
Right.
And then you've got the DVR you want to plug in. And then you've got the speaker system you want to plug in.
Nope, that's it. And then
you got the custom guy's podium he needs to plug in.
That's right. Yeah, and then you want to charge your phone. Nope, never mind.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. But again, we don't have any houses around here built in 1782. That's not a problem here.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Dana Eckhart with the Bank and Trust. If you're in the market for a new home, we'd like to be the first and the last place you stop. Give me a call to become pre-approved, and we'll strengthen your offer when you make it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
All right, here we go. It's, Friday's just 5 days away.
Yeah,
it's right around the corner.
Yeah, we'll just think about that, okay? But it's Monday. It's June the 12th already.
Man.
All right, so it's...
Don't blink.
Longest day's coming up. It just got some hot days this week. It's Superman Day.
All right.
Superman Day. I guess this is the day that Superman comic showed up the first time. National Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Okay.
That can be all right. National Red Rose Day. International Floffle Day.
Falafel.
That's it. It's a World Meat Free Day. Yeah, fine, unless, well, I decided I want
meat free.
Yeah. It could be somebody else. Yeah,
grab some falafel.
There you go. It's National Automotive Service Professionals Day. That's like a fancy name for mechanic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, here they're saying Jerky Day. Didn't we do that last week?
I feel like we did too, because we talked about it.
All right. Yeah. It's the beginning of Men's Health Week. Oh, yeah.
So you guys go get healthy.
You know it. Yeah. All right, and birthdays.
We got birthdays. Abby Lee is 30. She's an Australian model who plays the DAG in Mad Max Fury Road.
Uh-huh.
Dave Franco is 32. He is James Franco's younger brother. Been in a few movies out there like 21 Jump Street and stuff like that. Country singer Chris Young's 32 today. Timothy Simmons is 39, played Jonah Ryan on Veep.
Oh, what's his name?
Timothy Simmons.
He's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that is not a family-friendly show, but he's funny.
But he's funny in it.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd is 40. He's a blues guitar player.
Okay.
Did Blue on Black, I believe, was the name of the song.
Yeah.
Jason Mewes is 43. He's Jay from Jay and Silent Bob from the Kevin Smith movies.
Ah.
Jenny Lee Harrison is 59, was on Three's Company, played Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Thompson is 58 from Kids in the Hall. He's very funny as well. Timothy Busfield is 60 from 30-something and also played Poindexter in Revenge of the Nerds.
Sure.
And he was Danny on the West Wing as well.
Oh, okay.
Marv Albert.
Oh.
76.
Sportscaster guy.
Marv.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Jim Neighbors is 87. So golly.
Gomer Pyle. Mm-hmm. 87.
Shazam.
Amazing.
Okay. And George Bush.
Hell yeah.
The elder.
That's right.
He is 93 today.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It really is. Well, you know, and again, he was a vice president. He was the ambassador to China. He's the head of the CIA. You'd have thought that guy'd get elected two terms as president. I mean, you know, he was pretty well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd had plenty of things that he had done before he got to that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the youngest pilots in the U.S. Navy in World War II when he got shot down and rescued out of the ocean. Anyway, happy birthday. And I guess they had a big celebration over the weekend at the Bushatorium for that because he and Barb, they kind of split the time between he and Barb's birthday because she just had hers last week. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go, 620 right now.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. America's Country Store, Sabi Boutique, Marriott Homes, and Coldwell Banker Acton Realtors. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Hangton at the Brazos Valley Hyundai Summer Fun Sales Event this weekend on Highway 6 in Briarcrest. Now through Monday, everything is on sale. 50 vehicles will be sold between now and Monday at ridiculously low prices and payments. Like $5,500 off Hyundai Tucson's. That means you could get a brand new Hyundai Tucson for less than $20,000. Plus get $6,000 off a new Hyundai Veloster. Sporty and chic and ready for summer. A new Veloster for $6,000 off. Or get a new Hyundai Santa Fe Sport for $6,000 off. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business, Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. So let's recap. $5,500 off Tucson's, $6,000 off Velosters, and $7,000 off new Santa Fe Sport. Only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Get gnarly in a new Hyundai, dude. Now through Monday, the Summer Fun Sales Event on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, the identity of yet another government leaker has now been revealed. No, it's not some Bernie-supporting, low-level government-contracted minnow in the deep state. It's the former FBI director, J. Edgar Comey. Now, during the hearing last week, Comey blatantly, and of course dramatically, admitted that he gave the contents of his so-called memos to a friend to leak to the press. He said, I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday thinking, well, there might be corroboration of our conversation, he said. And my judgment was that I needed to get that out in the public square, so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of my memos with a reporter. Now, something tells me this might not be the first time that J. Edgar Comey has leaked stuff to the press.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you compare all of the rates and products available. A free annuity rate report has been released, which reveals the annuities with the highest guaranteed rates and lowest fees. Grab a pen right now to receive this free annuity rate report. We researched over 2,000 annuities and have summarized the safest annuities with the highest guaranteed rates in our free report. To find the best annuities, you need the right information. To receive your free, no-obligation annuity rate report, call 1-800-504-1712. That's 800-504-1712. Because when it comes to buying an annuity, shopping rates and products can save you thousands. Call 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712.
Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
So heaven forbid I should ever have to get out of the radio game, but if I did, I don't think I'd ever be able to be somebody who works behind a counter. I have a lot of respect for those kind of people, specifically because if something goes wrong in that situation, what do you do? Well, this person knew exactly what to do. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So in Windsor, Canada, apparently there's been a string of robberies at pharmacies just across the border from Detroit, and a pharmacist named Sarah was sick of it. So when a guy tried to rob her pharmacy last Monday, she took matters into her own hands and beat him over the head with a pool cue. A former manager used to keep it behind the counter in case anyone tried to rob the place. Sarah says she joked about using it before, but never actually planned to. But when the guy tried to jump over the counter to steal drugs, her instincts kicked in. So she grabbed the pool cue, started bashing him with it, and he ran off. She says she let another robber get away about 4 years ago and never forgave herself, so this time she decided to do something about it. She says it probably wasn't the smartest thing to do, though. I would agree, as most of those kind of employers would tell you, don't be a hero, just give the person what they want, and then contact the authorities afterwards. Either way, it may not have been smart, but Sarah's vigilante tactics are pretty heroic, although I wouldn't recommend them. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 627. Let's do some weather. It's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do concrete, polyurethane concrete raising. You left a word out. Anyway, you can give them a call or you can go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, high today about 90. Actually, looks like all week long, kind of getting into that pattern. Anywhere between 90 and 95 for our high temperatures with a slight chance of some pop-up showers at 20 or 30%. Low each night will be in the middle 70s, and yeah, that's pretty much what we got. All right, winds out of the southeast right now at 3 miles an hour. Fair skies, looking at 73 degrees.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Beware of confusing retail credit cards. That's the message from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which has sent letters to major retail credit card companies to reconsider a pricing method some of them are using because it may lack transparency to consumers. Deferred interest means they offer no interest for a set period of time as long as the balance is paid in full by the end of that promotional period. But many consumers don't realize they'll be charged interest retroactively on all the purchases made during the promotional period if they do not pay the balance in full. Workers are more likely to be saving for retirement, at least among those eligible for a workplace plan, and lower-income employees have made some of the biggest gains in recent years. Those are two of the encouraging trends born out of numbers from Vanguard, which looks each year at how participants are behaving in their 401k plans and similar retirement accounts for which it keeps records. On Wall Street, futures this morning are slightly higher. That's your money now.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The chairman of the organization that's been tasked with bringing tourism and convention business to College Station in Bryan has been among those in multiple meetings with city representatives who supply most of the funding.
Both mayors recently announced exploring options other than the recently renamed Experience BCS organization, formerly the Convention and Visitors Bureau. College Station appropriated $503,000 in hotel occupancy tax money and Bryan $332,000 this year. The chairman of the Experience BCS board, Jim Ross, tells WTAW News they are grappling with unidentified concerns raised by both cities that don't need to be debated on a larger stage at this point. Ross says they have a unique challenge that similar organizations don't face in representing multiple stakeholders. That list includes Brazos County, local hotel owners, attractions and facilities, and Texas A&M. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he and Mayor Andrew Nelson issued a joint statement after recent conversations about the agency.
Anything else about the way that Experience BCS, again, the former CVB, is operating that listeners need to have any concern about or feel confident about?
No, but I would encourage folks to pay attention to the media. Watch what happens over the next several months as we go through budget hearings, because again, it's not just the CVB that's going to be impacted by our budget concerns.
In addition to the mayor's joint statement, tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes an executive session where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding Experience BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The construction of Texas A&M's new hotel and conference center next to Kyle Field is ahead of schedule. Last Friday, A&M system officials celebrated the ceremonial topping of the $143 million facility.
This is going to be the place where people come to before the games, after the games.
What Chancellor John Sharp calls a crown jewel across the street from Kyle Field will be busy year-round when it's opened in September of 2018.
Our professors are going to be able to use it for conferences. They were the first ones that said, boy, we need a place where we can have our conferences and have our research gatherings, and that's going to take place in this hotel. There's going to be lots of good mojo made in this building.
Next month, a model room of the hotel will be open at the northeast corner of Kyle Field. 10-year leases on hotel rooms will be sold, and naming rights for the privately financed facility will run between $20 and $25 million. For the third time, a Navasota man has been convicted of evading arrest after a Brazos County District Court jury found 27-year-old Antron Harris guilty. The jury sentenced him to 4.5 years in prison. According to the district attorney's office, Harris was arrested in April 2015 following a pursuit by a DPS trooper on Highway 6 south of College Station, where speeds exceeded 100 miles per hour. The trooper had stopped Harris for driving an SUV with an expired buyer's tag. During the chase that lasted 4 miles, Harris threw out 3 small baggies of marijuana. Brazos County prosecutors reached a plea agreement with a Bryan woman who pleaded guilty to her third DWI. 62-year-old Shirley Williams was sentenced to 4 years in prison. According to her arrest report, Williams did not stop for a College Station patrolman last July for driving 55 miles per hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone on Harvey Road near Munson. She did not stop until she was on Walton, two blocks from Texas. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a College Station man for a pair of armed robberies in College Station that took place almost 2.5 years ago. 22-year-old Gervon Camorto Castro was sentenced to 12 years for a holdup at Chipotle in Northgate and the robbery of a Cash Advance America store on Texas. In a separate trial last December, another jury found Castro not guilty of assaulting a College Station police officer who was attempting to arrest him. A second assault charge was dismissed, according to online records. According to CSPD, the two officers were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A College Station woman is out of jail after posting bond on a drunk driving charge where she is accused of having a blood alcohol level almost 6 times the legal limit. According to the arrest report, an emergency room doctor told College Station police the alcohol level of 42-year-old Elizabeth Corto was 0.470. That's after a motorist notified CSPD that Corto was unconscious while behind the wheel after her minivan struck a curb at Rock Prairie Road in Edelweiss. If you were wondering last Tuesday around lunchtime about multiple law enforcement agencies in the Tower Point Shopping Center area, it involved a hit-and-run crash, a pursuit of a stolen vehicle, and a foot chase across the freeway. Precinct 3 Chief Deputy Constable Calder Lively reported shoppers in the HEB parking lot helped track down the suspects. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Irvin Shivers of Bryan said he took responsibility for stealing an SUV and the hit and run south of the former Texas World Speedway. No injuries were reported from the crash or chasing down the suspects. Two passengers were taken to jail for evading arrest. And another round of freeway road work is underway. Frontage roads in both directions between the Rock Prairie and then the Boonville William Joel Bryan exits are being repaved. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports this will take 2 weeks, weather permitting. There will be road closures from 6:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 73 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Springtime's here, and that means it's spring cleaning time. But if your vacuum isn't working correctly, then spring cleaning becomes springtime nightmare. But never fear, because Sovac City's here. Sovac City can work on almost any vacuum, and we have thousands of parts in stock. We can help make your vacuum just like new again. Sovac City also has bags, belts, filters for most any vacuum, so stop by Sovac City today and let us get rid of those cleaning nightmares. Sovac City on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Broad area of high pressure to our east and control the weather. It means heat and humidity the next several days. Partial sun. We hit 90 to 95 later today. Shower, thunderstorm may pop up later on. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm during the day. We're 90 to 95. Going to be partly sunny right into Wednesday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the Ags trip to the College World Series after taking down Davidson this weekend. Meanwhile, one of the teams heading to Omaha is yet to be decided as Florida and Wake Forest still have a series to finish up due to rain delays. And the Pens took down Nashville to earn their second consecutive Stanley Cup. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. So let's see. The president is supposed to go to Great Britain. And, you know, they set that whole deal up when Theresa May was the prime minister. Mm-hmm. And now we're not sure if she's the prime minister. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, at least today they're saying that the president does plan to make a state visit to the UK. It is still on. Anticipate there could be protests. Of course, that wouldn't matter no matter who the prime minister is.
Right.
London Guardian newspaper reported the trip was in danger of being postponed after Trump told May that he did not want to come if there were large protests planned. Well, hey, look, they're not going to like you no matter what. You're going to have to, can't fade the heat forever. You got to get out there and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have his phone this weekend?
He did have his phone.
Did he? So as a result, we have some Trump tweets, do we?
Yeah, and you know, Trump, I wonder if he, sometimes I wonder if he's maybe on his iPad or on a computer.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll
you mean as opposed to his phone? Yeah.
Yeah, but either way, he's been tweeting.
Okay.
Either way.
Yep.
He says, the hashtag fake news MSM doesn't report the great economic news since Election Day. DOW is up. The Dow is up 16%. NASDAQ is up 19.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Drilling and energy sector way up. Regulations way down. 600,000 plus new jobs added. Unemployment down to 4.3%. Business and economic enthusiasm way up. Record levels.
Wow, that's a lot of characters.
That was two tweets.
Oh,
two
okay.
Tweets.
I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
He responded to himself
together.
After the
you.
First
okay.
one. Yeah,
yep.
You know. This was interesting. I believe the James Comey leaks will be far more prevalent than anyone ever thought possible. Totally illegal? ? Very cowardly. And then he continues, this was yesterday, the Democrats have no message, not on economics, not on taxes, not on jobs, not on the failing hashtag Obamacare. They are only obstructionists.
There we go.
In all caps. Yeah.
We need to, get any more?
Oh, yeah. Well, he just prefaced and he's tweeted this morning. The only thing he really tweeted about was Ivanka is on Fox and Friends right now.
Oh, okay.
She's being interviewed. But he did, late last night, he said, great numbers on the economy, all of our work, including the passage of many new bills and regulations, killing executive orders, are now kicking in.
There you are.
So a lot about the economy this weekend was kind of where he was going.
Well, with good reason.
I mean,
you know, it is, it's rocking and rolling. The Dow is up. And, you know, people don't invest unless they feel optimistic about where it is going. And this is a very pro-business White House, a very pro-business administration.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that is what makes America different than a whole lot of countries in the world. So
absolutely.
We go ahead and go after what we're good at, and that works. And in the meantime, well, Melania and Trump's son, Barron, have now moved from Trump Tower to the White House.
I saw that, yep.
Stayed in New York City so he could finish school, you know, and this won't happen next year. She's already said that Barron will be attending a private school in Maryland in the fall for sixth grade. He'll be the most popular sixth grader. There's no doubt about
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who's that homeroom teacher going to be?
Man,
yeah.
Right?
But it made sense that they didn't want to pull him, you know, in the middle of his
course.
School
oh,
year.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, of course, Democrats were all up in arms about that.
Sure. No, that's a family thing.
Well,
that
and had they matter. Moved him, they would have been all up in arms
yeah.
about
yep.
it.
Either way. So, John McCain said that American leadership was stronger under President Obama than under President Trump. Asked if the country stood on sturdier ground under Obama's leadership, McCain said, as far as American leadership is concerned, yes. Asked about what message the president delivered to the UK last week when he publicly criticized London's mayor right after the terror attack that left 8 people dead, McCain said, quote, "What do you think the message is? The message is that America doesn't want to lead. They are not sure of America's leadership, whether it is in Siberia or whether it's in Antarctica." See, I don't know. I think what he's saying is, I heard the president say, it's time for you to start paying to be part of this club, because the United States has been paying for the defense of these countries without them having to do it. I think he's saying, if we're going to have to fight terrorism, then you're going to have to get in and be part of the battle. So we'll see what happens. All right, let me see. 97% of the ballots counted. Puerto Rico residents say they want to become the 51st state.
Yeah.
Did we mention that there's $73 billion in debt? Did we happen to mention that?
Oh, yeah. So they come with a little bit of baggage.
Yeah. A little bit of baggage, yeah. So we get to take that on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. One problem, 23% voter turnout.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. So we'll see what happens there. In the meantime, since it's a U.S. territory, not a state, the island can't file for bankruptcy like states could hear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe that's it. They want to jump in so that they can then immediately file bankruptcy.
So, I mean, they get to vote whether they want to become, but do we get to vote whether they get to become?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we get a chance to do that. So we'll
or like, who makes that decision?
The Congress.
Yeah.
And
okay.
They apply, I guess, for citizenship, and then the Congress has to vote them in.
Gotcha.
Let's see what else. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, continued her public battle with President Trump over the weekend, saying during a visit to Mexico that the construction of a physical border will not fix the problems with immigration. She should know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's so close to the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And let's see. Anything going on in, not really. Nothing's going on in Austin. It's pretty quiet there.
Yeah.
Except this is giving the small breweries an opportunity to get things ramped up, since mm-hmm. Texas Tribune has nothing else to talk about. And we had the governor on Friday, and I know I got at least 2 messages about this question ahead of time. The deal is small breweries can't have a tap room. Only big guys can.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think that that's not fair. And they call it an extortion fee, if you will. 4 years ago, the legislature helped to nourish the beer brewing renaissance by lifting the regulations of small manufacturers and brew pubs. And it was one of the main reasons that Oscar Blues of Colorado, the first American craft brewer to self-can, spent millions to open a brewery in Austin with the largest tap room last year. The investment allowed connoisseurs of Dale's Pale Ale, whatever that happens to be, and other brands could drink the beer that the company delivers from the brewery floor. Well, see, you can't do that now unless you're a really big guy. Mm-hmm. So it's big guy, little guy, and, you know, again, it's the golden rule. The guy with the gold makes the rules.
Yep.
And so they're trying to make that a deal. And most people, I don't think, care. Most people would be far more concerned about, can I text on my phone?
Right.
Yeah.
Property taxes.
Yeah, things like that.
Can I use the bathroom?
Or, you know, when it comes to that specific thing, they're more concerned about, like, not being able to do that when they're going to expect to be able to, you know, drink at the brew pub.
Certainly. So, look, you go buy it someplace else and you don't go to the brewery or whatever. But that's that seems to be, again, because they're not in session. The legislature not in session until the middle of July, that they're coming up with these little bitty things because they're hoping there'll be some sort of a groundswell of craft beer drinkers who vote. Let me see, how many would that be? Craft beer drinkers who vote. I'm thinking probably pretty small numbers there. 648.
Hi, I'm Cody Haw, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's good once in a while to focus on the questions that are most commonly falling from gardeners' lips. As we turn from the cool, moist days of the last few months into the hot days that are here now, the list of inquiries takes a big turn. Suddenly, our plants are facing huge challenges. I have some of the most common right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is the alternative solution effectively to protect your fruit and vegetables using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and results you want. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is in a convenient and easy-to-use ready-to-spray. Its 3-in-1 product kills fungus, insects, and mites, including spider mites. It prevents black spot, rust, powdery mildew, and more. Read the label for a complete listing. This product can be used on roses, vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and houseplants. You can use it up to the day before harvesting fruit and vegetables. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center and visit BayerAdvanced.com/Natria for more information and money-saving offers. Bayer Advanced Natria, inspired by nature, enhanced with science. Read and follow label directions. BayerAdvanced.com. Okay, so we're talking about the most common questions of early summertime. Why are azaleas, boxwoods, Boston ivy, sycamores, and pyracanthus, among other plants, losing their leaf color? They're turning tan. Lantanas will do the same thing. That's damage caused by lace bugs. You probably won't see the insects themselves, but you'll see the tiny tan speckles in the green of the leaves on the top surfaces, and even more easily, you'll see the small black waxy globs on the backs of the leaves. Control lace bugs with any general purpose insecticide. You won't turn the tan leaves back to green, but you'll stop further damage. These are sucking insects. You may see them occasionally. They'll be a little bigger than a pinhead, and they'll have cellophane-like wings. Why are the bottom leaves of my tomato plants turning yellow? A lot of people think that it's a disease called early blight, and I guess that could be a possibility, but this year has been horrific for spider mites across Texas. They will cause the lower leaves to flush tan color, manila folder color, from the bottom upward. Then they turn brown and crisp, and you may find webbing on the stems where the leaves attach to the stems. If you're seeing that, that's spider mites, and a general purpose insecticide might help. But if half of the plant or more is engulfed with it, probably it's too late to turn it around. Why is my St. Augustine dying in patches? Well, that's the question that I'm asked everywhere I go, and a lot of times it's excessive shade. Sometimes it can be take-all root rot if it's in April and May, but we kind of got through take-all root rot without much of a problem this year. It may be gray leaf spot. That one is common. It shows as diamond-shaped gray lesions on the midribs of the leaf blades. You want to cease nitrogen fertilizer between now and early fall and use a registered turf fungicide to stop the current onslaught. You also may be seeing chinch bugs showing up in the hottest, sunniest parts of your St. Augustine turf. The grass appears dry, but watering doesn't bring it around. The small black insects with white diamonds on their wings will be evidence of the pest. You need to use one of the general purpose insecticides for turf. That would be something like Merit. Why do red tips look so sickly? It starts with maroon spots, and soon the plants are yellow and then brown and dead. Well, that's Entomosporium fungal leaf spot, and my frank answer on that is replace the plants with some other species. There is no fungicide that works well on that one. I'm Neil Sperry, the prudent use of pesticides in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
When an injury keeps you from being active, you want one place that has the expertise to care for all your orthopedic needs. As the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, Baylor Scott & White Health is ready to care for you as a whole person. From athletic injuries to arthritis, you'll get personalized care from orthopedic specialists. So no matter where life finds you, today or in years to come, trust that we'll be there to care for you. To find a physician, visit BaylorScottAndWhite.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, after George Yancha propelled the Aggies to a 7-6 victory to cap off a 15-inning thriller on Friday, the Maroon and White made a late charge Saturday evening on Olsen Field to finish off the Davidson Wildcats 12-6 and earn their sixth College World Series appearance. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the Aggies' chances at the CWS.
Our chances are as good as any other team that's going to Omaha, and, you know, we've won five in a row. Why not five more in a row? And But coming through that regional, only using five guys, and then to get some more guys out there with some pressure on them and to have some success, and obviously Logan Foster getting to go back home is a pretty big deal, and, you know, had a great day today. So, you know, we're looking forward to it, and we're going to enjoy tonight or this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, and, you know, watch some baseball and then be locked in on Monday as far as our preparation heading up on Thursday.
Senior outfielder Hunter Pennington says it's been a rough season, but he thinks they can do it.
We all know, like, how hard this season's been. You know, we've had a lot of adversity. We had a lot of adversity this game. So I kind of think that this game kind of summed up our whole season on, you know, how it's never been easy, but we found a way to win.
The Aggs open up College World Series play against Louisville either next Saturday or Sunday. The date and time of the matchup in Omaha will be announced this evening. Elsewhere in college baseball, Cal State Fullerton, TCU, Florida State, and LSU wrapped up their NCAA Baseball Super Regionals to clinch spots in the College World Series. The Titans, Horned Frogs, Seminoles, and Tigers join Oregon State, Louisville, and the Aggs in the CWS, which starts Saturday in Omaha. The last bid between Florida and Wake Forest will be decided today after being postponed because of rain. The second game of the best of three Super Regional was called at 7:50 p.m., with the Demon Deacons leading 5-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Gators won the series opener in extra inning Saturday night after nearly a four-hour rain delay. In Major League Baseball,
the 2-1 delivery, elbows a swing and a ground ball over third. It's a fair ball down the line. One run scores, two runs score. Elvis to second. He turns and he is blazing for third. Here's the long throw, a head first dive. He's in there with a two-run triple.
The Texas Rangers beat the Washington Nationals 5-1 for a sweep of their weekend series. Max Scherzer earned his 2005th career strikeout after fanning at least 10 batters seven times this season. He allowed three runs, two earned, and three hits in 7 1/3 innings. Meanwhile, Houston is 2-4 since an 11-game winning streak after Albert Pujols belted his 601st career home run and Eric Young Jr. collected a career-high four RBIs in the Angels' 12-6 rout of the Astros. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch.
We just didn't execute. You know, I know that, you know, our bullpen's been taxed, our rotation's been challenged. That doesn't really account for kind of the just not being able to execute.
The Stros and Rangers go head-to-head for a three-game series beginning tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Out on the links, Daniel Berger shot a 4-under 66 to erase a three-shot deficit and win the St. Jude Classic for a second consecutive year. The 24-year-old is the fourth back-to-back winner at St. Jude and the first since David Toms did it in 2003 and 2004. Berger was 10-under for the tournament, one shot ahead of Charles Schwartzel and Wee Kim. And out on the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins closed out a 2-0 win at Nashville for their second consecutive Stanley Cup. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? it's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did you guys, Aaron Judge, did you see the home run that this guy hit?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
495 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, and...
And he's a rookie!
Yes, yes. Anyway, this is only the Marlins' Giancarlo Stanton has hit one further than this. His was 504 feet. But, I mean, 495
feet.
It was the back row of the upper deck.
Yeah.
At Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. And again, like you said.
And he had two on the day.
Yeah. Yankees won the game 14-3.
Oh, sorry, Baltimore.
Yeah, feel like Sam Houston State. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. 90 for a high temperature or better all week long. Lows will be in the 70s. It's 73 now. WTAW College Station Bryan.